We found a similar story at Rubbermaid under Stanley Galt. Recall from the Level 5 chapter that Galt quipped in response to the accusation of being a tyrant, "Yes, but I'm a sincere tyrant." Galt brought strict disciplines to Rubbermaid: rigorous planning and competitor analysis, systematic market research, profit analysis, hard-nosed cost control, and so on. "This is an incredibly disciplined organization," wrote one analyst. "There is an incredible thoroughness in Rubbermaid's approach to life." Precise and methodical, Galt arrived at work by 6:30 and routinely worked 80-hour weeks, expecting his managers to do the same. As chief disciplinarian, Galt personally acted as the company's number one quality control mechanism. Walking down the street in Manhattan, he noticed a doorman muttering and swearing as he swept dirt into a Rubbermaid dustpan. Stan whirled around and started grilling the man on why he was unhappy, said Richard Gates, who told the story to Fortune. Galt, convinced that the lip of the dustpan was too thick, promptly issued a dictate to his engineers to redesign the product. "On quality, I'm a son of a bitch," said Galt. His chief operating officer concurred. "He gets livid." Rubbermaid rose dramatically under the tyranny of this singularly disciplined leader, but then just as dramatically declined when he departed. Under Galt, Rubbermaid beat the market 3.6-1. After Galt, Rubbermaid lost 59% of its value relative to the market before being bought out by Newell. One particularly fascinating example of the disciplinarian syndrome was Chrysler under Lee Iacocca, whom Business Week described simply as the man, the dictator, Lee. Iacocca became president of Chrysler in 1979 and imposed his towering personality to discipline the organization into shape. "Right away I knew the place was in a state of anarchy and needed a dose of order and discipline, and quick," wrote Iacocca of his early days. In his first year, he entirely overhauled the management structure, instituted strict financial controls, improved quality control measures, rationalized the production schedule, and conducted mass layoffs to preserve cash. "I felt like an army surgeon. We had to do radical surgery, saving what we could." In dealing with the unions, he said, "If you don't help me out, I'm going to blow your brains out. I'll declare bankruptcy in the morning, and you'll all be out of work." Iacocca produced spectacular results, and Chrysler became one of the most celebrated turnarounds in industrial history. About midway through his tenure, however, Iacocca seemed to lose focus, and the company began to decline once again. The Wall Street Journal wrote, "Mr. Iacocca headed the Statue of Liberty renovation, joined a congressional commission on budget reduction, and wrote a second book. He began a syndicated newspaper column, bought an Italian villa where he started bottling his own wine and olive oil.